Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do this real quick before the gross story that RJ Choppy has next door to him. Maybe criminal. I don't know. Roy decided to food shame me as I walked out of the studio in one of the commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a food shamer, Sean. And I explicitly stated that on my Twitter account, at RDub3, although maybe explicitly stating it automatically makes you the thing that you're saying you're not.
Okay.
Either way, I noticed your banana this morning was particularly bruised.
I can pause that.
And no, when I say bruised,
that bruise is rotten.
I mean, it looks downright rotten. I would say, typically, on a banana that's bruised, it's like yellow with spots of brown. Your banana is brown with very minimal spots of yellow.
Actually, spots of like lime green.
Yes. And so I had a lot of people respond on Twitter saying, look, it's perfect for banana bread. I agree. Soft bananas make great banana bread.
Yeah.
And some people said that for me, the texture of what you're eating there by itself would be enough for me to dismiss it.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, I did.
You felt this food?
And you.
I felt it from the outside.
You felt my banana?
I squeezed it from the outside.
And you think that it's mushy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call your instincts and touch and feel into question. That's why you'll never beat me in tennis.
I put a couple fingers on it.
You don't have that touch. You don't have that feel. Chop, I'd like you to squeeze my banana. Or just take your left hand and take your two fingers and go ahead and
squeeze your tip.
Grab it.
Okay.
Touch it. That's firm. That is not soft.
No, that's not soft.
That's firm.
Yeah.
So all you...
The way his hands are pushing down, that is firm.
All you banana bread peeps out there.
And it actually looks good underneath the surface as I'm looking at it.
Let me teach you something about this. If you go into the fridge and you grab the banana, and it is mushy and very, you know, soft.
It's a fridge banana?
You can bail... I put these in the fridge. I'm worried about fruit flies now starting to develop around the area.
Do they stay longer if you put them in the fridge?
I don't know, but I was gone for like 3 days, right? So I didn't want to take a chance. So I put it in the fridge. I don't know. Maybe that is the discoloration. But when I took it out of the fridge and I felt it wasn't mushy and gushy and gooey, I was like, let's try this. And then when you open it, no brown spots anywhere.
Also
I'm
true.
Giving you the perfect 360-degree angle. So therefore... The banana peel, while disgusting, is also deceiving.
So you admit the banana peel is disgusting?
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt.
All right.
Don't judge by a book by its cover.
Sure.
You know
I didn't know it was a fridge banana, too. I didn't know the fridge could extend the life of the inner banana.
Now, I'm not saying that. I don't know. I just tried it out as a theory. Maybe that screwed up the color. But as RJ felt, for a very short period of time, it's firm and not soft.
It was that. Now, I don't have a whole lot of banana references and frame of references.
You don't like bananas?
I hate bananas.
Why?
Because there's no such thing as a hint of banana.
Well, I'm not trying to get a hint when I'm eating a whole banana.
Right. It tastes bad. The banana tastes bad. That's one.
Oh, my God.
And you try to put a little bit of banana in something, it completely changes the taste structure. Yeah. It takes over the entire thing.
Okay.
The banana tastes bad. That's a horrible opinion.
Terrible.
Best candy of the runts is the banana.
Mm.
And it's arguably a top three fruit.
It is. It is the best of the runs.
Can you say that word again? I thought that voice cracked a little bit. I got this gargle, but I thought you just went, arguably the best fruit. All right. Come on, man. This fridge story. I don't believe this.
You'll believe it because it's my neighbor. And
this guy.
I'll swing over there today. I'll grab a picture of it for you. I didn't have my phone with me. I didn't have my phone with me yesterday. My neighbor across the street, Brad, is a little bit insane.
This is the one you gave the prescription drugs to?
Yes. This is a guy. He is a his main job is he's like the wolf. He goes into I shouldn't say this. He goes into like
the last guy you talked about this much totally completely disappeared from the show in the Metroplex, Cowboy Joe. Rest in peace.
Yeah, this is like this guy's like Cowboy Joe, but like we're talking like
what are you cringing over?
Got a job's fault on that one, but it's a long story.
Another day.
This is like,
and he's not dead.
You know, we're talking this is Cowboy Joe, but
can't wait his protection.
This is Monte County Cowboy Joe. Okay, that's what this is, and he, you know, he goes and he's like he cleans up strip clubs. That's his job. He cleans them up. In the morning, like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., he goes and he cleans them. That's his job. Man. Well, you know, so he carries guns everywhere he goes. I mean, the guy's just like this total handyman.
It's good for cleaning.
It's very good for cleaning.
How does the gun? Okay.
I know.
I was like, well, how's that connected to the guns? He's a great, he's a total handyman with all these guns.
It's just, you know, he's into everything. He'll do everything for you.
Okay.
You need to take care of the guy's got.
He got 1,000 guns. He shoots that stuff right off the tables at the strip clubs.
So, a few months back, I noticed this frail, disgusting cat walking around the neighborhood. And I'm like, dude, did you see this awful cat? This cat's about to die. He goes, oh, that's my cat, man. He got to go, did you feed this thing? Because, oh, yeah, he's fine. He just doesn't eat that much. Well, the cat died. Okay, the cat wound up dying. And I go over there, and I was sitting in the garage because he's putting together.
What's this music?
Cat scratch fever.
He's putting together upholstery on a seat. He took the seat out of his truck, and he's putting new upholstery on it. So I walk to the garage, and I'm just
putting upholstery on his truck.
This guy's a walking story.
Yeah.
I just go to the garage, and all of a sudden, I see this like box, and I open the box. I'm like, oh, I want to see what this guy's got in there. And I open this thing up, and I took jump back. In the box is his dead cat in the freezer.
Whoa!
It's in the freezer.
What?
And I'm like, what? What is this? I'm like, what do you have a cat in your freezer for?
The whole cat?
The whole cat. And he said, well, I got land. I got 5 acres of land at my deer lease, and I'm going to go bury my cat there. And I said, wait a second. When did this cat die? And he was like, February.
What?
And I'm like, this thing's been sitting in here since late February. He goes, yeah. Yeah, it's been sitting there since like late February. Well, how often do you go out to your deer lease? He goes, I got there all the time. I just keep forgetting to bring the cat. And I'm like, okay, tell me the story. You're going to eat this thing. Like, you're stuffing this.
You saw the cat?
I saw the cat.
It's the whole cat's in there,
the whole
frozen
cat.
Dead.
Well, it's a wrapped, it's there. Like it's, you could see it through the,
you're gonna get this,
the what is it, like the clear plastic
saran wrap or something.
Yeah,
you're next.
Yo, man, this guy, you're gonna get him investigated. Sounds like justifiably so, for a lot of different things.
Well, the cat just died, and now
the cat.
Sure?
No, the cat's been
just
dead.
Died.
No, like no, all the cat did was die. He didn't kill the cat, but now he's like.
Why did the cat die? Why does he think the cat died?
It was old. It was really old.
Okay, so it wasn't malnourished.
No, it was like 20 years old. Okay. It just had no energy to eat.
I think this guy is much more of a quote-unquote cleaner, Sean, than he is a strip club cleaner.
This is the wolf.
Like, this is the wolf.
What does a strip club cleaner mean?
He
kids
goes
in school.
Like Janet King with
poles?
Yeah,
he's like a janitor. He goes and cleans. Okay. He just
take
goes
a Clorox
there
wipe just, to the pole.
Yeah.
You just come and go. Do what you got to do.
Zero res.
Zero res.
Zero res. This guy's giving zero res run for his business on the main stage. All right, so he cleans strip clubs.
Yep.
He's got a dead cat in his freezer.
Yep. He's got an upholstery business.
He's doing his own upholstery.
Yep.
He took your pills
that
you randomly suggested. And you gave him those pills because what?
He was having problems sleeping.
Yeah.
I was like, here you go. Enjoy these.
Yeah,
he's having nightmares.
Yeah.
He's staying up all night imagining the awful things he's done
one
during the day.
I gave him a pill. It was not a big deal. Here you go.
I can't sleep. I'm just seeing all the faces of the people.
Of all the things done in this radio station on the air, Bassick freaks out the most because Choppy talked about giving a pill to his neighbor, and Mike's like, dude, that's a felony, man. It's admitted to a felony.
I'm
and
not
we're like,
yeah,
it's
felony.
Probably a felony.
it definitely is a felony.
But, I mean, come on. Everyone does this. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got any Tylenol PM? Here you go.
Yeah.
hey, you know.
So does this guy have a family?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kids? Yeah. 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 Now, they're grown. They're, this guy, he's a little older. Their kids are grown.
Wife?
Yep. She's alive. Not in the freezer.
Weird?
No, she's a great lady. They're all, you know, he's terrific. He's hilarious.
His name's Brad.
His name's Brad, man. This guy's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I need to hear this guy's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I need to hear this guy's voice.
Country?
Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time. Yeah. Maybe we do a remote at his deer stand. You know?
Yeah, I've actually got
do
cool.
Play by play, bury the cat.
Well, we meet him on the job somewhere at like 5:30.
Oh, strip club?
Yeah. 5:30 show.
He'll be there.
I thought you wanted to help put on upholstery. All right.
Upholstery.
When we. Upholstery. Well done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.